speaking today with the Harris County Judge Ed Emmett. Judge Emmett, thank you for talking to me today. We're here to talk about the inmate processing facility. Did I get that right?
Right.
The inmate processing facility that will be on the ballot as Harris County Proposition 1 this November. Just to make sure everyone's on the same page, what exactly is this ballot proposition about?
Well, this is what we call the Joint Processing Center. It's a city and county facility. But for the county to spend the $70 million, we have to go out with a bond. The city is going to put up an additional $30 million that they've already approved. So it's a $100 million facility that will allow the entire criminal justice system to be streamlined. Somebody will be arrested. Right now, if HPD arrests somebody, they have to book them through the city. They bring them to the county. County books them all the way into the jail. Even if they're going to make bail within, 48 hours or so, they still go all the way into the jail. Well, what this will allow us to do on that front is once somebody's arrested, they'll go one place to the Joint Processing Center, and they'll be processed there. If there will be some jail cells there, but nobody should take this as a new jail. This isn't that. For people who we know are not going to be in the Harris County Jail for any length of time, then they'll stay there until they make bail and they'll be processed out. The other very important aspect of it, as you know, the legislature authorized the development of a pilot program for the diversion of people with mental health issues so that they shouldn't be in the criminal justice system. We can stop the frequent flyers, if you will, the people who keep getting rearrested because of their mental condition. Yes, they commit a crime, but that's not the underlying issue. And so this will be a place where once the pilot program gets up and running, and then years after, that if somebody comes in, they clearly have a mental condition that needs addressing, we can divert them at that point over to MHMRA or Systems of Hope or wherever the right group is. But more, overriding everything is the fact that this is exactly what people have been asking for years. The city and the county working together jointly to do something that benefits everybody, and it does. And there aren't many issues in the public that I can look at and say, I don't think anybody's against this. And I think that's the case on this one, though. We just have to be sure people understand what it is.
So just to be clear on this, because there was a bond referendum in 2007 that failed, that, correctly or not, was perceived to be an increase in capacity of jail space. This is not intended to increase the capacity of the jail. It's for people who are coming in and going out.
Right. And the one in 2007 was not referred to as a joint processing center. And it all those details hadn't been worked out. And we really hadn't been talking about diversion of people with mental health issues. And so once we looked up, sometimes one of the best things that happens is you fail at something. And the failure of that bond in 2007 not only benefited because now we come back with this, which is a much better solution anyway, but on the juvenile side, we were able to then go out to the Annie Casey Foundation and create the Juvenile Detention Alternatives Initiative, which let us use the existing space we have for juveniles and make that a whole better operation, too.
Now, where is this facility going to be located?
It's going to be located just north of the current jail.
Okay. And one of the other features about this, from the City of Houston's perspective, is it will allow the city to close its existing jails.
Correct. Correct. Which are woefully out of date.
All right. Now, this is a $70 million bond initiative. Is this going to require any property tax increase to pay for it?
No, it won't. Unlike other bond issues where we're very specific that it will, this one we will be able to handle just through our normal budget process. It won't require a tax increase at all.
All right. And, I guess I want to make sure we all understand how this thing's going to work. The people that are, is everyone going to go through this facility, or is there going to be some way of determining, these people are likely to get bonded out, they're going to go here, other people are likely to be in for a while, and they're going to go somewhere else?
No, It's my understanding, and you're talking to a non-lawyer who happens to have the title of judge, but I'm not one of those kind of judges. It's my understanding everybody will go through it, but the decision will be made if people really need to be booked into the Harris County Jail, then they'll go ahead and be booked into the jail. If it looks like this is a person that'll bond out quickly, then they'll go to one of these holding cells.
Okay. And as for the interface with MHMRA and other mental health facilities, there will be professionals on site to make those determinations, evaluate inmates.
Absolutely, and that won't be up and running as much as I would like. It could be though. I mean, it depends on how long it takes to actually build the facility. But we have 2 years to develop the pilot program that the legislature directed, and so yes, it would be our hope that we could deal with those people as soon as the processing center opens.
And are there any other dependencies in there on other sources of funding for this kind of program, on the judges? Is anything like that?
On the mental health diversion?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, and that's what the pilot program is all about. We have to, the first thing we did was identify those people who have been arrested, at least who have mental illness of some type, who've been arrested at least 5 times in the last 2 years, and it quickly went into the thousands, which is just an amazing statistic. So the early pilot program won't be able to handle all those people, and that's going to require us, and this is going to be one of my pet causes in coming years. The legislature is going to have to step up and help fund mental health. Years ago, mental illness was deinstitutionalized in the state of Texas because people looked up and the state was warehousing people with mental issues. And that was a right decision, but they really never have put the resources into, well, what do you do with them if you're not going to institutionalize? And that's why we have so many on the street.
Right. I mean, you've talked about how there is no opposition to this, and I agree. I certainly haven't seen any. But is there going to be enough support behind it at the other levels with the legislature, Harris County's legislative delegation and whoever else might need to know to take this where it needs to go once it's built?
Well, we certainly hope so, but regardless, if nothing new is done, this is still a huge step forward. But to live up to its potential, we need to move even more. But there's no question that this will save the city money. This will save the county money. This will help on the mental health front as is. But once we have it in place, then we ought to be able to use it to its full potential.
Do you anticipate further construction or other capital projects relating to this if all goes as hoped down the line?
Well, as rapidly as Harris County is growing, I'm sure. I mean, these are always just a...
Nothing
planned right now. But, for example, the city has opened up the sobering center. Right now, the county doesn't really participate in that. So whether we need to find a way to participate in that or maybe opening up our own sobering center, that might make some sense, too. We need to always be looking at ways of, people who don't need to be in jail shouldn't be in jail. And we need to find ways to make sure that we divert. And then at the same time, the jail system needs to be efficient. So people, like I said, who really aren't going to be in for more than 24 or 48 hours, why go all the way into the bowels of the jail and put them in a cell only to go back in and get them all back out? That's just make work.
And all right, are there any other aspects to this that need to be brought up that I haven't already?
Not that I know of.
So just to sum up then, Harris County Proposition 1, the Joint Processing Center, why do people need to vote for this?
It will greatly streamline the criminal justice system. It will save taxpayers money in both Harris County and the City of Houston. It will allow the City of Houston to close antiquated jails. And it will put in place a facility that can help us divert people with mental health issues from the criminal justice system over into the mental health system where they belong.
All right. County Judge Ed Emmett, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Please.